The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
For some people, it's not just exercise. It's the spiritual connectivity that brings the real benefits to people. Let's hear from Padma now about her decision to take up a 5,000-year-old regime, yoga.
Hello, I'm Padma. I've been registered as blind for the past 20 years or so. Of late, recently, I was diagnosed with arthritis, and it was getting worse. I went for a physiotherapy, and the physiotherapist asked, why don't you start yoga? I thought that is a good idea.
Standing side twists. Come into a standing position with the feet a little wider than hip distance apart. Begin to swing the arms side to side. Let the head follow the movement of the torso.
It is difficult for a blind person to go to yoga classes for sighted people. So I thought, why don't we start yoga for the blind?
And begin to slow the action down in slow motion, coming back to stillness. Close the eyes and notice what you feel within your body.
A couple of friends also are interested, so I was looking for a teacher. And one of the technology for RNIB technology volunteers who comes to help me with computers now and again, he said he is a trained yoga teacher. I said, could you help us?
Notice how you are breathing and take several full breaths, relaxed, in and out.
When I find a yoga teacher for me, I would try and get other blind people interested in yoga for benefits yoga has for health. Actually, yoga is good not only for physical health, but for mental health also. A lot of blind people suffer from depression, so I thought it would be good holistically.
Notice if the head feels centered, not turned to the left or the right.
I put an advert in the local talking newspaper, and several people responded. A couple of them, they were quite nervous about joining because they don't belong to any social group. And not only that, they have, apart from visual impairment, they have hearing impairment also. So when I told them, I myself suffer with dual sensory disability. So they will be in good company. I think that they gave them some encouragement and confidence. And I'm glad I got such people involved as well.
This may feel comfortable, or it may feel awkward in places. Notice how your body feels in this position.
Finding a venue was a bit of a challenge because it has to be accessible. I found a venue. Unfortunately, it takes only about 6 people, and I have more members interested. So I found another venue, which is not only it takes more people, up to 12, but also it is free of charge.
Bring your awareness to your arms and hands. Feel free to wiggle around until you find the balance left and right. Take a few more breaths, full and deep, before you release this position.
If we have more people interested, I'll have to look for an even larger venue. I hope I will have to do that, because it will be nice to get more people involved and enjoy the benefits of yoga, not only for physical but mental health also. That is our new project for the new year, 2017.
And just a reminder, if you want to get into yoga, then one way you can do it is by listening to RNIB Connect Radio weekdays from 6:30 in the morning. Get all exercised and stretched and, you know, whatever they do with yoga. You can get into that on RNIB Connect Radio, 6:30 weekdays.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.